Blog Talk Radio.
Wrong with it.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Come on, Timmy, say it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That's it, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on,
say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an break every chain, break every chain.
bless you. God bless each and every one of you on this afternoon. I'm telling you right now, I'm geared up and fired up for what God is already doing and doing in our life. I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of God, if you have not been on in the morning time with us in the morning time, I'm telling you, missing the tree. The Spirit of the living God, I'm talking about, is moving, is falling. We cannot wait to Sunday. My God, we got some spiritual junkie. I know I'm a spiritual junkie. I need God to breathe whatever he want to do. I want my head right now. I need God to move right now. I can't wait for a Sunday service. I can't wait for your revival. Whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, please don't forget about me. Do it right now. If you want to rain on Monday, let it rain. You want to rain on Tuesday, let it rain. And if you want to let it rain on Wednesday, God, let it rain. I'm telling you right now, thanks of God, we have to be accepted every hour, every day, every minute. Be ready to receive the things of God. I can care less if the pastor is on or not. Well, Pastor, I love you. God bless you. But I'm waiting on the rain of God to hit my life and hit my family. Let it rain, God. And I'm telling you right now, God is ready to fill you up. Sisters, God is ready to fill you up. Brothers, he's ready to fill you up, mother. And I'm telling you right now, I just give God the glory and honor. I got questioned, my God, this afternoon. How many of you don't told your situation today? So what? My God. So what? It's going to be, it is what it is, but I'm going to stay focused, my God, to the calling of God. I'm going to stay focused on my purpose. I'm going to stay focused on my destiny. So what? My God Almighty, when bad news come and hit your door, so what? When things don't look right, so what? Because I got to stay focused, my God, and keep pushing towards the mark of the high calling. Listen, y'all might not get me started. I'm willing to go. I'm ready to go because I can feel and I can sense in my spirit what God is doing. Listen, saints of God, I wish I could tell you, my God, right now what God is doing in me and my family life. I'm telling you right now, this is no game, it's no gimmick. God is ready to scratch you out. He's ready to pour into your life. He's ready to give you things. I'm telling you right now, to make your life more better, more increased. You won't have to worry. You won't have to scratch. I'm praying that the saints of God will experience the covenant blessings of God. It's amazing when you get a covenant blessing of God, and when you can write out a check or go on vacation, and you don't have to look in your bank account to try to juggle balance money. Do you have this? Do you have that? Can I pay my bills? Or can I not? I'm telling you right now, I know some of you say, you know what, I'm born to heaven. But God wants you to experience heaven right here on earth. He done created some beautiful things, my God, that he wants you to experience. It's time for you, saints of God, give, my God, get what is due to you. And I'm telling you right now, the only way you're going to get it is through the covenant blessings of God. My God, you got to begin to get things in order, get things in place. My God, put your life in alignment with God. My God, that way you can experience the blessings of God. I know some of you be like, man, this one crazy man, because he always talking about the covenant. He ain't talking about giving some tithes. He ain't talking about showing $100. He ain't talking about you need to give $25, get your financial breakthrough. Baby, let me tell you something. When you walk in the covenant blessings of God, all that will come to you. That is one package deal. Your finance is going to change. Your health is going to change. You don't have to do one certain thing to get this thing. When you walk in a covenant agreement with God, the subject of it, my mother, place where you at, you got to come on in here because I'm about to get started again. The subject of heaven going to get ready to overflow in your life. Somebody say, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. And I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of the living God is ready to rain inside of you. My brothers and sisters, mark my words, listen to the prophet. I'm telling you right now, in order for you to receive it, you're going to have to start evaluating yourself. You got to get the residue out of your life. You got to get these bandits out of your life. Stop crying or spill milk 20 years ago. Do 15 years ago. Stop crying over how the church done hurt you last month. Stop crying how Bobo done cheated on you 2 years ago. You need to get this residue out of your life so you can begin to experience the power and the blessing of God. One thing about God, baby, you can speak in tongues all you want. You can go and get in the profit $50 line. You can get in the $100 line. Matter of fact, you can go ahead and up your tithe. Instead of paying 10%, you pay 20%. Baby, you can do all that. But if you don't got some things in order in your life, you are not going to see the overflow of the blessings of the Lord to hit your life. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it's going to hit your life if you begin to put these things in order. Get bubble out of your life. Get all that out of your life. Get all that out of your life. And get these different things out of your life. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to begin to experience what God has for you. Somebody need to tell themselves. I'm going to get ready to turn it over. But somebody need to tell themselves, I'm going to move. I'm going to move. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep being focused. And I'm going to look towards the hill from which cometh my help. Mother Price, I'm going to go ahead and let you take over. Is Mother Helen is on? Please go ahead and press 1 because I feel like having some church over this area. I feel like having some church in France, in Canada, in the United Kingdom. I feel like having some, my God, old school foot stomping, wooden floor, my God, tambourine, washboard. My God, singing church on this line, my God, tonight. Go ahead, Mother Price.
Oh, good evening to everyone. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God who's ahead of my life and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and ADM members in the front line. Father God, we come to you once more to the throne. In the name of Jesus, God, we come before you, God. We would like to say, God, we repent in the mighty name of Jesus. God, forgive us for all our sin, God, even the way that we're thinking, God. Be a mind regulator for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to put true and clean thoughts in our mind, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you how you kept us all day long, God, as we were down, up and down the highways and the byways, God. Heal us and protect us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, God. Because the blood of Jesus cleanses us, the blood of Jesus keeps us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we lift every minister up that it is, God. We continue to keep them lifted up in the name of Jesus. God, let them step on the wall and don't come down. No matter what, let them continue to cry the truth out in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the truth hurts. Oh, but God, we thank you that it makes us, God. It makes us strong in the mighty name of Jesus. It makes strong soldiers out of us, God, that we can walk and go forward, not looking to the right, not looking to the back or to the side, God. Just keep pressing towards the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit with us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for this blessed day, God. Every day is a blessed day, God. No matter what we go through, God, it's still a blessed day because you breathed upon us, God, and you gave us life, another opportunity to get it right with you, another opportunity to repent for the wrongdoing that we have done in our life, God, another opportunity, giving you opportunity, God, just to turn us around in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your healing power, God, because you said by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the shepherd that you prepared over our head, God. It wasn't us, but God, it was you that made a way, God. It was you made a way, God, that you paid our bills, God, not ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray to say, God, that you give us wisdom, God. Oh, God, give us wisdom that we'll appreciate the little that we have, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we cry out to you today, God. Have mercy upon us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we pray today, God, that we begin to take inventory of ourselves, God. It go to Roche and start a burning us as we come to the Roche. Oh, God, let us look at ourselves, God. Let us do inventory, God. We pray, God, that you come in, that you wash us. that you deliver, God, that you set the captain free, God, that you break every chain, pulling down every stronghold in our life in the name of Jesus, God. We pray peace today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we look upon the elder people, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them sheltered, God. Love on them, God. Keep them safe in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, as people walk up and down the street, God. Oh, God, just draw them near to you, God. Tuck on their heart, God. Let them know the time is now to get it right with you. Oh, don't just fool around. Don't let it be said too late. Lord, don't let us be in the church for 50 and 60 years, God, and still remain the same, God. Still have that attitude, meanness, a cat, God. Don't let us just sit down be keeping up mess all around, God. Let us be peacemakers as you are peacemaker, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us today, God. Help us today to get it right with you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to yield to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize that you are delivering, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, but we have to want to deliver to receive your delivering, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. All my say, all things, don't ever change, but do it really come from my heart, God. Let us begin to live on shake, God. Speak from my heart, God. You know our hearts, God. You know our innermost thoughts, God. But we ask you today, God, get us lined up with the word of God, the quote of O.J., in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to continue to lift our families up to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know we have some people in our family is all messed up. I don't know, say, God. But let us continue to love on them, God. Oh, God, let us continue when we kneel down or walk through the house. Let us begin to call their names out. Because we realize ain't nothing too hard for God to do in the name of Jesus, God. Let us see, let them see the light in us, God, that shines far away, God. I don't know, say, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your teachers, God. We thank you for your evangelism, Lord. We thank you for your prophecy. Hallelujah, your prophecy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we say hallelujah in half. Even when we're going through and seem like we can't make it, God, you give us that extra push, God, to make that extra mile, God. So we say thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we resting in your peace, God, like never before, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know confusion has come from the devil. So, God, we thank you for your peace out of our heads that rise in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your victory is ours in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for fighting our battles, Lord. We realize all we have to do is just stand still and watch to see the salvation of the Lord move in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out today, God, for our loved ones. We cry out for the ones that are hurting, God. Oh, God, let them begin to cry out to you, Lord. Don't go to the neighbors talking about it. Oh, but they come to the Lord. Get in that quiet place and tell Jesus all about it. And let him fix it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue walking by faith and not by sight, God. Nothing that we see, even the feeling that we have. Oh, glory to God. Come to the Lord, God. Oh, God, let us put all our trust in you, God. Even every situation, God. Even the decisions that we have to make, God. Let us concern you about it, search you about it, God, and let you give us the answer, God. Oh, God, we are so messed up, God, because we want to do things of our own. We want to make our own decision. Oh, but we have to learn in the name of Jesus. Come to Jesus. Oh, God, talk to him about everything, everything in prayer. Talk to him about it, because you won't tell nobody else. So I just say today to you, cry out to Jesus like never before, huh? Oh, spend that quality time with Adorable. Love on him as he love on you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this day, God. We'll say hallelujah, Adorable. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, God, we look to the hills which come at our help today, realizing all our help coming from you, because no other help we know, God. We realize we love mama, but help don't come from mama. We realize we love daddy, but help don't come from daddy. Brother, no, sister, God, all our help coming from you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray today that you take the crushes up upon our arms, God, and let us begin to lean on you, Jesus, like never before. Pray everything that we need, God. Let us begin to lean on you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to read your word, God. Hide us in your word, hallelujah. You said in your word that we have a hiding place, and that's in you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your angels that help shield and protect, God. Oh, then let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every child this day, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you shield your little ones, God. Shield and protect them, God. Bring them up the way that they will have you have them to be, God. Bring them up in peace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep a shelter over their heads in the name of Jesus. Prepare every need that they have, God. Because they're in a little shape. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, what you're doing, God. And in spite of all, everything is going all around, God. But we still see your hands in the midst, God. We still see you working miracles. We still see your healing. You're making a way out of no way, God. You're shielding and protecting in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the woman of God, oh, mother, that coming forth today, God, with a word of encouragement, a word of emotion, God, that was sad in your heart, that you don't let us forget about whatever she brings forth, God. To hide it in our heart, God, that we can't won't forget about it, God. Let us continue to run this race like never before, God. Don't let us throw in the towel, God. Just let us continue to run and not be weary in well-doing in the name of Jesus. These things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Christ. Thank you, Mother Christ. What a wonderful prayer. Good evening, everyone. Under the sound of my voice.
Yes.
To my children. Ohio. Alabama. And all around the world. Good evening. It's a wonderful day to be alive. Because God is yet working miracles. I want to give honor. Prophet Temple. Lady Let. All the ministers and members of ADM Ministry, especially my partners in the Word.
Amen.
We're going to talk about today about, are you connected?
Boy,
are you really connected? And we'll be coming from the 55th chapter of Isaiah.
Yeah.
And you know they call Isaiah the Prince of Prophets. But this, what this story is about, that Isaiah wanted people to love God with all their heart, not just an outside show. You know, we get the shout right, we get the tongue right, we go all through the ritual. But what's in your heart? So we're going to talk about staying connected.
Amen.
Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come eat to the waters, and that have no money, come eat by, eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me. Eat ye that which is good. Let your soul delight in fatness. Incline your ear. Come here, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even as the covenant and the mercy of David. Behold, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that knoweth not, and a nation that knew not thee shall run into thee because of the Lord of our God and the Holy One. He has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye up on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake way, and the uprighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than those, and my thoughts than yours. For as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven and returneth not thither, for watereth the earth and make it come forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the water. And Radio Land, brothers and sisters, this 11th verse is what I will be pivoting on. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, for it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in things wherefore I send it. That right there is a message in itself. God's promises are yes and amen. But sometimes we don't realize that we let the cares of the world attack us in our mind, in our talk, and in our walk. We can speak negative thoughts about things going on in our lives. And I say to you, don't let troubles of this word choke the seed of God in your life. Keep pressing on. He just said in his word, his promises is yes, that's what that means. Whatever he sent out, it will not come back void. It's up to you to believe. Been waiting a long time, feeling like you in a dry place, but God's unfailing grace always rescues us. Stay connected. God's promise is yes and amen. Go through the process. You worried about loved ones, children, grandchildren, running around acting foolish. Your prayer should be that God has sent an angel, arresting angels, to bring them in. Let them be ushers in the church, ministers in the church, choir members. But you got to stay connected. Hear me, people. Stay connected. Don't speak the word, but believe on the word. Bind it around your heart. Hide it in your heart. Live what you say. Don't be a surface Christian. Let it come from the heart. Just like Pastor was saying this morning. So what if someone talk about you? So what if things are not going right in your home? So what if you got a bill past due? So what if you got a leak everywhere in your home? So what if nothing is going right in your life? You got to stay connected. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Hear me today. We all go through trials and tribulations. Sometimes we get bad reports from the doctor, but we know God as a healer. He's healed me from two or three things. I know I got people in my life that's walking in their healing. So stay connected. Trust God. Lean on the everlasting young. And before I go, I'm going to give you some blessings, some promises that God has given you if you stay connected. We go into the 28th chapter. Deuteronomy, for those that want to keep up and write the scriptures down, we talk about the blessing of being obedient, and that's also staying connected. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, not one but all, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And these blessings shall come on thee, overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. He said, blessed thou shalt be in the city, blessed thou be in the field, blessed be the fruit of the body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed thou shalt be the basket in the store. Blessed shall thou cometh in, and blessed thou when thou cometh out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten right before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, in all that you set your hand to do. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord God giveth thee. That is enough to just make you shout to know if you be obedient and stay connected, it's no good thing he will withhold from you. And I thank you and I praise you. And my last scripture is going to be what we all talk about. No weapon, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against thee in the judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness of me, said the Lord. All of these things talked about come from being obedient, come from staying connected. You cannot live in the way you want to live. You can't say what you want to say. You got to stay connected. Hear me today. Stay connected. Whatever God has promised you, it's whatever he sent out, it will not come back. Stand on his word. Believe what he say. Believe what Jesus say. In Jesus' name. Now, I never like to leave without giving a little something, a little antidote. And somebody sent me this. Said, who is Jesus? So the zoologists call him the Lion of Judah. So the botanists call him the Tree of Life. The geologists call him Rock of Ages. The cooks call him Bread of Life. The mathematician call him Alpha and Omega. The engineer call him a strong tower. Doctors call him the great healer. But to me and to you, Jesus is the sweetest name I know or I ever will know. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. And my friends, I say to you, stay connected. May these words encourage your heart. May it make you want to run on just a little while longer. Don't let the cares of the world get you down. Stay connected. We now turn it back in the hands of Prophet Temple.
God bless you. You got me over here shouting and praising God. And in the inside, I'm telling you right now, thanks to God, this really confirms everything that the Lord has been trying to tell us for the last couple of weeks and also today. I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to sell you no meal ticket or sell you some hotness, but I'm trying to tell you what God is doing right now this season. It's your time to be blessed going in and blessed going out. It's your time to be blessed. And I'm telling you right now, other words, it doesn't matter what time it is, I shall not rest into no dry season. I shall not understand what this dryness is all about, because I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. But one thing that Mother Helen, she points out in the book of Isaiah, it talks about the covenant. Y'all hear me? It talks about the covenant. It didn't say anything about, I need to go grab this and put this here, grab this and put that there. It talks about the covenant before it talks about God's word will not come back to him void. I'm telling you right now, so many of you, the Lord that spoke over you, the word of God is still circling around you and ready to fulfill what God has, my God, what God have for you. How many of you, my God, how many of you on this line tonight is holding up your healing, even though God already spoke and released your healing, holding up your financial blessing, even though God already spoke and released your financial blessing, my God Almighty, you holding up your blessing because we're not getting in alignment with the covenant of God and not cleaning up all this residue out here. I'm telling you right now, you don't have no business holding your head down. My God, worrying and stressing out. The Bible tells me I should be blessed going in and blessed going out. In other words, I don't know nothing about a drowning. I don't know nothing about hardship. Even though when hardships come, I got a blessing in the midst of the hardship. Even though when dryness come, I got a blessing in the midst of the dryness. I'm telling you right now, like Mother Helen was talking about, we've been saying this morning, like the last description she was talking about, no weapon formed against thee shall not and will not prosper. In other words, that so what scripture I was talking about. My God, you got to get to the place to understand that long as I'm walking with King Jesus, and long as I'm walking with God, and long as I'm walking upright to the best that I know how, my God Almighty, I got a so what praise in the inside of me. Why you gotta show what praise? You know what God done told you. God called you a healer. So shall it be. God said you are blessed. So shall it be. And until that word that God spoke over your life manifest in your life, that word is hovering around you because it cannot go back to God incomplete, unfinished. It got to finish what what God said. Y'all better hear me. I better get off this. I'm not ready to have some church all by myself. I'm not ready to praise God all by myself. Is there anybody got a so what praise inside of them? So what? You're looking at the furnace. So what? It's my bank account. So what? The bill collector. So what? It's feels though I cannot pay my rent on things though. I cannot pay my life. So what? Because I know my God, what God has said unto me. Do you know what God said to you? Do you know God calls you blessed? Do you know God called your son? God called your daughter. God said you're blessed going in and you're blessed going out. Do you know God said I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing? I feel like giving God a praise. And ain't anybody here tonight, my God, about it tonight. Just give God a praise. Give God a praise because all the enemies that talk about you. All the ones that roll their lives, have something to say, sitting back waiting on you to fail, waiting on you to close up, waiting on you to lose your mind. I'm finna tell you, God's finna put you on a platform that where your attitude and also, my God, your body language will prophesize to the atmosphere around you to tell your enemies, so what, my God Almighty, you want to look at me, so what, it is what it is, but I got a praise inside of me. Why you got a praise? So what they calling me for this? Because in my dry season, I will be blessed. In my heart, if I will be blessed. You are in the doctor report. I will be blessed. If the inner blessed folks, my God, will give God a praise. I got a praise down inside of me. I got a praise in my belly. I just want somebody tonight, just take a few minutes. You might not was on this morning at 7 a.m. Well, we saved some overflow for you. You should have got the first dose, my God Almighty, of this Holy Ghost moonshine this morning. But we got the overflow. We got the overflow. Somebody just need to give God a praise. My God, right there. What do you want? Who got a praise inside of them? Who got a soul? Do you know your breath's going in? Do you know your breath's going out? I tell you right there, just take 30 seconds and go ahead and give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus on the main line.
My life, and it shall, my God, and it shall do what God said is going to
And that's what he's done. That's what he's done. Let I get a witness. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Everybody watch this. I hear the Holy Ghost say, everybody that talk about you just sitting back and waiting on them to fall, God said, good. He wants them in position. He wants them in a position to talk about you. He wants them in the position, my God Almighty, to feel some type of way about you. He wants them into a position to have the expectation that you're going to fail. Why? Because God needs a witness in. My God, he needs a witness that can testify it have not been what the Lord on your side. Because I ain't sat by the wayside waiting on you to fail, waiting on you to throw in the tower, waiting on the enemy to devour you. But God kept you up. Is he in the body? I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, you better give God a praise, and friends, give God a praise. In Canada, you better give God a praise, because I feel the Holy Ghost. What have you done in your life?
I feel like I gotta praise. I feel I gotta praise. I feel I gotta praise.
Hey, Mother Helen, you don't stir it up something. You don't stir it up something, Mother. But I'm finna get ready to get off this air. We got to get ready to get out of here. My God, ADM is hot in the Holy Ghost, hot in the movement of God. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you got to stop getting around these lukewarm folks. These folks, I need a miracle. I need somebody in the Holy Ghost. I need somebody that don't care about getting drunk, don't care about getting high, don't care about losing their mind for God. I need somebody got a soul of praise on the inside of them. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, the fire is up. You don't want to miss us, my God. We're going to tune in every morning at 7 a.m. You want to be there, my God, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Help us, praise God. But I'm telling you right now, I'm getting geared up. August the 1st, I'm telling you right now, we're going to be going in 20 days. My God, 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. We're going to turn up the furnace. We're going to turn it up for God. We're going to soar into the presence of God, because we are not going to miss another one. We're not going to miss this one. My God, till we get off this air, my God, I got to go. I got to go. We got to go. ADL family got to go. Until this time, I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you go ahead and give God a so what praise, a so what miracle. And I'm telling you right now, my God, the victory is yours. I feel the blessings of God. Until this time, my God Almighty, tomorrow morning at 7, my God, 8 a.m., you go ahead and give God a praise. I got a victory, my God Almighty, in my soul. And there's a blessing with your name on it. You need to call it forth in the name of Jesus. You be blessed.